Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Olala Njinga's back. She's been a great member of our Brain Trust now for coming up on 7 years. I don't know where to start, folks. She's got so many credentials here. She's helping the state of North Carolina lurch uncontrollably into a place where they can help small businesses better. She formed her own company 15 years ago this month. We're going to celebrate that. She's the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing. And I don't know what else to say. I mean, there's just so many other things. I'm going to let her help me fill me in a little bit. Olala Njinga, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Jim. It's been a little bit.
Highly intelligent and beautiful. I'm going to throw that in there, too.
Thank you.
So, Olala, what else have I missed? What else did I miss there? The Athena Power League Project.
Well, you know I don't read my own press, right?
So. I know, but your mother sent this over, so I have to read it.
Okay, so let's see. So I am proud to say that I sit on the National Workforce Issues Council for NABO, the National Association
right.
of Women
right.
Business Owners.
We know those guys.
Very
those
excited. Very excited about that work, and I am also very active and very vocal as a leadership trust supporter for the National Federation of Independent Business.
Right, so we know those guys too.
I've been doing some things.
And a holdover from one governor to the next and helping small business in the state. So congratulations on that. You know, usually they come in, they do a new broom sweeps clean kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so congratulations on that. So anyway, I'm proud of you for folks. What you're hearing about Olala, and this is the kind of Brain Trust members we have here. As you've heard me say before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. And what you heard Olala say, is leadership. Not just leadership, but thought leadership. And Olala, that's the reason why we want you back on the show. That among other things. But you've got three things you think we should focus on this year. Get us started.
Absolutely. First is, small business owners really need to think more strategically instead of just tactically. And you'd think that I wouldn't have to say this, but you'd be surprised how many small business owners really stick to that mantra of, I'm just going to keep my nose down
yeah.
and my eyes
oh, yeah.
forward, just do. And so it's just what I call three simple questions. You know, before you spend money, before you hire an employee, before you take on another project, before you think about what growth means, just ask yourself, what am I doing, why am I doing it, and how will I measure the outcome? And inevitably, how will I measure the outcome becomes that last mm-hmm. piece of the strategy that small business owners miss, because they're doing it for all of these other reasons that don't really align
right.
with where they want to take their business.
Well, the earlier things turn into a lot of busy work that may or may not turn into anything. It makes us feel like we're really, you know, busy, but you know, like a bumblebee tied to a string, you know, they're making a lot of, they're flapping their wings a lot, but they're not going anywhere.
Well, it's that old activity versus productivity, and they are not the same.
Right.
You know, and a lot of it happens because of what they call FOMO, that fear of missing out. So they're doing it because they think other people are doing it and getting some result.
Right.
But they're really
right.
not looking at, what am I doing, why am I doing it, and how am I going to measure this? Does this thing really matter right now to my business?
I'm glad you talked about strategy as a different activity from tactical. And I'll tell you a couple of little quick stories. I write about strategy quite a bit in my columns. Even, but over the years, when I published with a different you know, magazines and online websites and everything, some of the editors, they didn't like my strategy articles so much, because you couldn't title it Six Things to Do Now.
Exactly.
You know, strategy is not necessarily actionable. That's the word they want to use, actionable. And it took me a long time, and I'm not sure I got through it. Because most of these editors don't know anything about small business. And I've told them that to their face. They don't know anything about it. But my point is, I tell them, look, yes, we need actionable things, but small businesses need to also think about strategy.
Right.
But see, in their mind, a strategy article isn't sexy, like six ways to do this. No, I'm serious. I'm serious as I can be. And so I'm glad. Thank you for sticking to this idea. And it's not that strategy is everything, but what the way I say this, as far as thinking about how to think strategically, this is when you have your CEO hat on, not your manager's hat.
Right.
Talk about
that. There you go. Hit the nail on the head. Love that. So that's where I am with that one. Just, you know, thinking strategically instead of tactically. And it's not an either or for small business. It's an and. Mm-hmm. And that's probably one of those things that drives me a little bit crazy, because people like to think, well, there's thinkers and, you know, or you're a doer. And I say, well, you're thinking and doing. If you're running a small business, you don't have the luxury of only doing one.
Mm-hmm.
So throughout the day, you might be moving between those two perspectives. You may be carving out strategy, and then you're translating that strategy into actionable things where you can measure an outcome. So it's never an either or. It's always an and.
But for sure, you need to have a period of time, a few hours, a day, sometime during your month at least, where you don't do anything. You don't wait on customers. You don't take phone calls. You don't watch the front desk, whatever. But you just think about, okay, where am I going? Where's the world going? What are the implications of all that? And is what we're doing, all that work, all that flapping that's going on in my business right now, is that moving us toward the strategic goal that I've set out for my company?
Absolutely. That's exactly the time that should be taken. I take a little bit every day. In fact, I'm using some of that time to be with you and your audience today, because mine is at the top of the morning.
Right.
Because if I don't get it in the morning, I will never get it in.
Well, but if you don't get yourself into a CEO, what I call a CEO orbit, if you don't get yourself in the CEO orbit, you can't think strategically in the trenches.
Perfectly said.
You can execute some of your strategic plans, but in the trenches. But you can't develop those strategies in the trenches. You can execute them, but you can't develop them. What do you think?
That's perfectly said. I couldn't agree more.
I need your website, please.
Yellowwoodgroup.com, two W's, two O's.
All right, so check it out, folks. Lala and Jenga and I will be right back. A lot more to talk about. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.